in underground and dance music. Trickstar Radio.
Speaking to the best underground artists from around the world. Exclusively here on Trickstar Radio. Breakfast with Kovu presents the Interview Hour.
Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on the Big Bad Trickstar Radio. We're back inside the building once again as we bring you another edition of the Interview Hour, our daily interview section where we speak to different artists from around the UK and, of course, worldwide about the projects they're working on, the backgrounds they come from, and, of course, what is on the way. Very excited to get into today's conversation. Someone whose music we've been playing on the show quite regularly, a DM Diver feature, and someone whose sound is definitely... pulling me in regards to the sort of direction it's going. Really excited to get into this one today. We're joined by the one and only Molly Elizabeth. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. It's good to get you on the show. I'm excited, first and foremost, to talk about everything you're currently working on. But as always with these interviews, I like to go back into the sort of the history of the artist that we speak to. And I want to go right back to the beginning for yourself and kind of look into, I suppose, your musical upbringing more than anything else. Like, do you remember your sort of first musical influences, like the people who first made you go, you know what, I want to follow this. This is what I want to do.
Artist-wise
in general, to begin with.
Artist-wise, I grew up listening to a lot of like Amy Winehouse, NDRE, Erykah Badu, around the house with mum, and they definitely influenced like my sound and my vocal. But like people-wise, definitely my mum. Like we grew up like it was one of those ones where in the kitchen, the music was always on. Everyone was always singing. So that was definitely my first like introduction into like wanting to be an artist and wanting to sing when I was very young.
That's cool though. So it was not necessarily a musical household, but a household where there was always music kind of playing.
Yeah, well, my mum was a singer. She sang. She used to write songs when she was younger. So yeah, I definitely got it from her, but not as much as like a musical family. It was just a love for music, in a sense.
That makes sense. It makes sense, and I think it's always a cool thing to kind of have. Like, again, you can always look back to like those sort of earlier memories, I suppose, and kind of go, I remember dancing around to that. I remember singing along to that, and it's a really cool thing to have. I mean, obviously, from your kind of journey, then you've been putting music out there for a fair while now. Do you remember the first time you stepped into a recording studio?
Like a recording studio, probably when I was...
I suppose just the studio or space in general, like knowing you're going somewhere to make a recording.
When I was younger, I used to like make a lot of covers. So like cover-wise, probably when I was like 14, I used to like record them in like my local studio in my town and then like make little videos and post them on YouTube and stuff. So that was when I was like 14. But like songwriting-wise, was probably like 16 years old. The first time like I wrote a song in a studio, I took my mum and there was a few people there. And yeah, that was probably my first studio experience.
Nice. Do you remember it going like smoothly? Because I always ask this question because there's always like funny little tangents or things that you didn't expect to happen. Like, did it go as you expected it to?
No, we didn't even go to write a song. Like, we went to like meet people and like just have a chat and like look around, and they was like, oh, should we do something now? And I was so scared. I was like, no, but it ended up being, I mean, looking back, it probably wasn't the best song, but at the time I was like, oh, this is sick. This is so good. But yeah.
That's a cool thing though, and again, I always like to look at those kind of earlier memories because I feel they do very much build in to your sound as it grows, and it becomes a kind of intrinsic part of your, again, your musical roots, which is such an important thing. Like over the years, obviously, you've put out a fair bit, and it's been really interesting to watch. To someone who, say, hasn't heard your sound before, how would you describe your sound to someone who hasn't listened before?
I would say I'm like pop. It's like pop, but like R&B influenced pop, I suppose.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, if like, has it always been that way, or is it something that you've kind of developed into? Like, do you remember any sort of transition, or is this the sort of sound you've been pushing right from the start?
It's not really as such that I've been pushing. I think just naturally, it's just always happened. Like, even if I've gone in with different producers, like, it's just always come back to that same sort of sound, which is also really nice because it means everything I make sounds like all kind of similar, and everything just makes sense together when you put it on an EP or when you put it together as a project. But it's never like really been pushed towards that, but yeah, it's just naturally happened.
Awesome. I mean, this is the thing. When you speak about EPs, obviously, you did have a project drop last year, which I feel kind of personifies that idea of having like a kind of similar theme running throughout the recordings you're putting out there. And it was a really cool thing to listen through. I had a little listen through earlier on today, actually, just to get a kind of backup vibe of what's going on. And Cruel Intentions is a really cool project. Let's have a little chat about it. How long was this kind of in the works for you?
Oh, God. It was probably in the works for like 2 years, maybe. That majority of the songs that we wrote, I think there was only one that got written in 2020, but the rest were all from like 2019, so like nearly like 3 years. But obviously they've just been developed over the years, and we've come back and thought, oh, actually we want to use that song on the EP. But it has been a while. This been going on for a while.
It's cool though. I mean, I've always kind of liked that idea of having an EP that spans more, because a lot of the time when people go into the studio, like they'll sit down to like work on a project, they'll actually be putting it together for about 6 months. Like they'll say it's taken like a year and a half, 2 years, but realistically there's been about 6 months of actually putting the groundwork in, getting it done, and the rest is all kind of promotion, all campaigning and things like that. It's really cool to see that idea that the songs have kind of happened over the years and continued developing. Is that something you've always kind of found yourself doing?
Yeah, I find like even still now, like we'll go into studio and we'll go back onto old songs, because you write them in the moment like of like 3 years ago, whereas now when obviously you've honed in more on your craft and you can make them better. And like there's songs that I love from years ago that I'm always like, oh no, I'd really like to release that now. Like let's revisit it. And because you kind of like, whenever you make a song, you always fall in love with it in a different way. And there's always something about that song. So then if you can like make the songwriting better over the years and everything's like your sound better and everything, when you come back to it a few years later, you can obviously make it a lot better than it was before. And I think that's really nice, like being able to visit old songs and making them how you sound nowadays.
I think it's almost like just updating them for the now, bringing them into the person you are now. And I think that's always a cool thing to see. And I think a good example of this is obviously Heart Eyes, which is a tune we did see on the EP originally. It's just had a kind of re-release, slightly updated in a slightly different format. Talk me through this tune, because this is one we actually ran on the Breakfast Show, a tune that I really enjoyed. It definitely has a level of finesse to it. It has a touch of sass to it as well. Talk me through this one, how it kind of came together.
So we wrote this in like 2020, like just when we was allowed out. This was the first song I wrote like out of lockdown. It was the first studio session I had out of lockdown. We went in after like a year of literally not going in studio, like Zoom sessions and not seeing anyone in real life. And this was the first song we wrote. So it has like a special place in my heart. But basically it was just about a boy that I met in Tesco's and fell in love with. And I was like, you are the love of my life. And then wrote a song about how much I loved him.
That's an amazing thing though, right? In the middle of Tesco's, what aisle are we talking?
I don't even remember, he worked there. He was stacking shelves. Like, but you know, like when you look at someone and you plan your whole life, maybe it's just me, but yeah. And then I went in studio like the week after and I was like, I want to write a love song. And I was like, okay, but you have no loves at the moment, Molly. And I was like, no, I saw this boy in Tesco.
Did you ever tell him? That's what I've got to ask. Did you ever tell him?
I've never spoken to him. I don't even know who he is, but I just like look at him. So I was like,
that's a great story though. It's a great story to kind of go across with it. And again, obviously with the title Heart Eyes, it's like you do, as you said, you sort of see someone, you plan your life, and then you move to the next aisle and start picking up bread by the sounds.
And then instantly forget. It's just like, okay, that was a nice quick love.
It's a really cool story to kind of go with the tune. And obviously, this is one that's kind of been pushed quite a lot. Like, I've seen it popping up on the news feeds a fair bit. Like, how have you found the response to this one at your end? Like, has it been positive?
Yeah, it's been really positive. Everyone, like, I really like the song. So I weren't nervous, but it was one of my favourite from the EP, if not my favourite. And I was like, oh, I really hope everyone loves this song, because everyone loved all the other songs. But yeah, the response has been amazing so far, and everyone seems to be enjoying it as much as I do. So that's good.
Awesome. I mean, quickly jumping back into the EP then, obviously you've said people really responded to the other tracks on there. Is there a favourite of yours on the EP? Like, is there one that sticks out to you that you always go back to when you kind of go, I was really happy with that one?
Probably my first release, but I don't know whether I'm just like, just because it was the first release, but Please Just Wait is probably my favorite off the whole EP, and it's one that always like everyone I know always constantly sings, like, or if you're walking past me in the street and like one of my friends, they're like, oh, please just wait. Like, it's just one of them ones that I don't think anyone will ever really forget because it was the first song. And yeah, but that's definitely my favorite one.
Awesome. Awesome. That's cool to hear. So obviously off the back of this, we've seen a fair bit of kind of press for Heart Eyes. We've seen quite a push on it on different sort of platforms and things like that. And obviously it's one of the reasons we're talking today, following on from us giving it a spin on the show. What's the kind of future looking like for you in general then? Are you very much still focusing on the EP and kind of repushing bits from that, or is there more stuff in the works that we can find out about?
There's definitely more stuff in the works. There's a lot more that I want to release this year, that I've been working on the game for such a long time and I just want to get out there. But also I am very much focusing on like the writing side at the moment as well, and like making sure that everything I release is just like banger after banger, because I want to release everything that I love, kind of thing. But yeah, there's a lot more to be released, a lot more music.
Awesome. So on, when you say the kind of writing side of things, is that specifically for yourself or for kind of other people as well? Because I know people tend to drift into the sort of songwriting side and it becomes quite like a collaborative experience a lot of the time. Like for yourself, are you kind of focusing on your own writing, or is that something that is spreading around to other people as well?
It's kind of my own writing at the moment, but like I'm definitely like creating a big portfolio of songs that I just love. Like I'm writing all the time, so obviously I'm open to other people, like if anyone ever wanted, do you know what I mean? So I would love to write for other people too. That's something that I'm definitely interested in doing, like in the future, but for the time being, like I'm just writing as much as I can and creating as much music as I can. So yeah.
Awesome. So just before we do round off, obviously I love to ask people about them performing live and them being kind of being available to kind of go and see. Like, is that something that you're very much kind of pushing? Obviously, we're all allowed back outside again now. We're all allowed to go and play. So like with that, is that something you're looking to kind of host alongside the promotional campaign for Heart Eyes? Are you looking to maybe get into a few more live appearances?
Yeah, definitely. I always try to like perform as much as I can, and I always promote it on my Instagram and stuff if I do have gigs coming up and etc. But yeah, as much as I can, I try to get out there. Now we can. Obviously, we was locked away for so long. So as any gig I can take nowadays, I like to take for the sake of it.
Fully. I mean, just so people are aware as well, what is the best place to follow you on social media? Because I know people use different ones. It's always best to kind of get them all out there. So where are the best places for people to follow what you're doing?
So my Instagram is Molly Elizabeth. That's like the key place to follow. But also my Spotify and YouTube is the same, Molly Elizabeth. So yeah.
Awesome. Well, there we go. We are going to have a quick listen then to Heart Eyes this morning, which I'm very excited to do. We've already listened to a couple of bits off the EP today as well, which I'm really excited to kind of be able to showcase here on the show. Just for someone then who hasn't heard Heart Eyes before, and this might be their first time actually listening into this tune, because I absolutely love this one. It's a tune we've run a fair few times on the show. How would you describe this one in, say, three words? What would be the best way for you to kind of describe what's going on?
Three
words for Heart Eyes, yeah.
I think it's quite catchy.
Definitely.
It's definitely very, makes me feel like, it makes you think that I was very in love, so lovey-dovey, maybe that could be one word.
We'll hyphenate.
And another word. I don't know. So catchy, like lovey, and I don't know. Can you give me a third word?
I'd go a tad sassy, personally.
Sassy, okay, sassy. We can do sassy.
We'll take sassy as the main three. Well, there
I
we
like
go.
That word, you sassy. Yeah.
We'll run with that one then. Molly, I've got to say, it's been great getting you on the show today. Thank you for joining us, and obviously brightening up the morning for jumping on the phone with us. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's been great. It's been really great to talk. So that's what we're going to do then. We are going to jump into the sounds of Heart Eyes next, and then following on from that, we're going to jump into today's edition of the Dub Shack. Keep it locked and don't go anywhere, people. We're live on the Big Bad Trickstar Radio this morning. This is Breakfast with Kovu. Keep it locked and don't go anywhere.
The South Coast's biggest underground music station. Trickstar Radio.